We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Online back here on KMOX. Matt Pauley's my name. Just a one-hour edition of the program today, talking a lot of NFL football after conference championship Sunday yesterday, and now the Super Bowl matchup. It is set as the Chiefs and Eagles are going to match up here in just a couple Sundays. And with that being said, we're very happy to welcome on to the program a guy who has covered the NFL for a long, long time. He is Russell Baxter. You follow him on Twitter at Bax, B-A-X, Football Guru. He's part of the team at Fanside, also the founder of Pro Football Guru, ProFootballGuru.com. Russell, thank you so much for taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I am good. It's great to talk to you. Always love getting your thoughts on the NFL. And let's look back at the conference championship Sunday a little bit. And that was, I realized what was going on with the 49ers and their quarterback situation and just everything. But my goodness, that was an impressive performance by the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think it somewhat gets lost, Philadelphia's defense. And the physicality of it. And let's not forget, they during the regular season this year, they had 70 sacks. Okay? It's one of the highest total. Now, I know they had the extra game. The NFL record is 72 by the 84 Bears the year before they won the Super Bowl. But 70 sacks. And they did a number on Daniel Jones and obviously the damage they did. And, you know, one of the things I remember talking about very, very early this year is what Howie Roseman did in dotting the I's and crossing the T's. You know, there are some people who feel the more people you sign, that means you've won free agency. Howie Roseman orchestrated a couple of trades during the draft. He got A.J. Brown, which was such a good trade that it basically cost John Robinson his job in Tennessee. And then he got Hassan Reddick, who is a fascinating player because for the first 3 years he was in Arizona, he looked like he was a bust, first-round pick. Then they moved him to the outside right after the passer, went to Carolina, rolled up a bunch of sacks, and, you know, surprisingly, Carolina didn't try to retain him. Comes to Philadelphia, and the impact he's obviously he had 16 sacks during the regular season yesterday. He out-Boza Nick Boza. Who suffered an injury yesterday that, you know, that was more, almost like WWE-like. When one of his own players whipped one of the Philadelphia Eagles right into his legs when he was standing on the sidelines. Very bizarre game, Matt, to say the least. But, you know, the one thing with Philly that the concern was their defense against the run. And sometimes when you're so aggressive, it can play against you. But they set a tone early on. Now, their offense, think about it, didn't really do all that much yesterday. They had less than 300 total yards, and Jalen Hurts doesn't necessarily look 100% now. But now he gets an extra 2 weeks. And, you know, for the second time in 6 years, they're back in the Super Bowl with a pretty much – there are exceptions, obviously. But for the most part, a lot of new faces – obviously, that happens in free agency in 6 years. But the common denominator about this Philadelphia team, from the one that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, offensive and defensive lines, and deep as well.
You just alluded to it, but to be more specific about it, do you ever, we look around the NFL and we see a lot of teams that are really good at making bad decisions. And then you see a Philadelphia organization that's pretty good at bringing in smart football people and allowing them to make good decisions. And all that seemingly turns into kind of a program that continues to have success at a pretty high level.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, if you were a team that's won the Super Bowl within the last 5 or 6 years, you would think you would have still have the same head coach, maybe the same quarterback, especially when you drafted a quarterback second overall in 2016, as the Eagles did. And, you know, they wound up parting ways with a pretty good head coach who did a pretty good job in Jacksonville this year, if you think about it. So, but they moved on. Howie Roseman has been there for quite a bit. He lost power for a while. You remember that and so on. Chip Kelly was there and regained that power. And again, he didn't make a lot of moves this offseason, but he made some substantial ones. And, you know, this was the Eagles team that got off to a rough start last year under Nick Sirianni. They settled in. They kind of had they laid a really bad playoff egg against Tampa Bay. But they used that as motivation. You know, they won their first 8 games this year, their last team to lose a game. And here they are, tied for the best record in the league. And two playoff wins by, 69-14?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good. Where do the 49ers go from here in terms of their quarterback?
Well, the only people who didn't play for them yesterday were Joe Montana, Steve Young, and John Brody. Okay, it's hard to tell. They invested a third overall pick and gave up a lot to get Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo is still hanging around, but unfortunately, Jimmy Garoppolo has struggled throughout his career to stay healthy. Brock Purdy turned out to be, you know, as big a Cinderella story as you will ever find. He came within one game of being the first rookie quarterback to start a Super Bowl, but things didn't go his way. They brought in Josh Johnson, obviously, and he played yesterday. We saw Christian McCaffrey take, I think, a snap or two as well. I know he threw a pass and so on. I don't know. It's hard decisions. And, you know, when you saw Trey Lance play, Matt, he didn't exactly look like he was ready for prime time or any time. And how healthy is he? So, it's just how this league is. I mean, you can be on in the crest of the mountaintop, and then a year later, things fall apart. I mean, you don't have to look any further than the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, who got hot at the right time last year and won a lot of close playoff games and became the first defending Super Bowl champion to lose 12 games the following season.
Russell Baxter is continuing to join us. Let's jump over to the AFC. Chiefs and Bengals, fantastic game. A lot of people complaining about all the flags. A lot of people are complaining about the roughing the passer call, which put the Chiefs in field goal position. Where do you stand on the officials and the job they did in the AFC Championship?
Well, I thought it was kind of an erratic effort by them, to be honest with you. And you know, some might suggest that the roughing the passer call might have been one of the few they got right, because that was pretty blatant if you really looked at it. But it was, you know, Kansas City got set up. You know, Patrick Mahomes had a hell of a performance considering the high ankle sprain. And this was another classic way, because so much onus, I don't have to tell you, so much onus on quarterback. This quarterback beat that quarterback. It doesn't work that way. It's not Borg McEnroe or Ali Frazier, okay? The quarterback isn't playing the quarterback. And there's so many ways you can win football games. And that final drive by the Chiefs was really set up by their special teams, by the rookie, Sky Moore. And then, you know, Patrick does his thing, and then all of a sudden they walk out of the building. And, you know, but, you know, credit to Cincinnati. And they had a lot of penalties yesterday. So did San Francisco, by the way. And, you know, just the bizarre play that was not a play and so on. And I got to jump back, Matt, to I understand. The Bengals-Chiefs game went down to the wire, correct?
Yes.
But the Philly-San Francisco game was affected by a wire. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And a non-catch that was ruled a catch and nobody reviewed it and so on. It's kind of, you know, I don't know how great a day it was for a lot of people, except for Patrick Mahomes, who somehow found a way to throw for 300 yards with a depleted cast and so on. So, Cincinnati is a team because their quarterback really does have ice water in his veins, and he makes up for a lot of things they do. Their defense is very aggressive. But they can be hurt via the pass and so on. They got a lot of good, they need some back end help and so on. But, Cincinnati, Kansas City has all of a sudden emerged into the rivalry I think people thought Buffalo, Kansas City was going to be. And the fact that Cincinnati had beaten them three times in a row, and they have now met four times in a row, and every game has been decided by 3 points.
Is there anything more impressive going on in the NFL right now, though, than just the Kansas City's consistent year after year effort of at least being in the AFC Championship game and really hosting it?
Well, no. I mean, they've kind of taken over the reign of what New England was able to do. New England had more Super Bowl success early on and so on. Remember, they won three in a four-year span. But, you know, the Chiefs have won seven straight division titles. Since 2020, they're 40-10 in the regular season. And that's the best record in the league. So that's 80% winning games. And now we'll see what happens with them in the postseason. They're in the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years. And lo and behold, Andy Reid, who is going to be, you know, between the Kelce brothers and Andy Reid, that's going to be the onus of topic. But this was something I almost found out by accident, and I have no idea what it means. When Andy Reid was head coach of the Eagles, he was 3-0 against the Chiefs. As head coach of the Chiefs, Andy Reid is 3-0 against the Eagles.
Hmm. All right.
What does that mean? Who knows?
We'll find out in a couple weeks.
Last year, the Chiefs went into Philadelphia and laid a pretty good whipping on Nick Sirianni's team. I remember that.
Last thing for you before we get you out of here. It's always something with the Cowboys. They make the decision to move on from Kellen Moore. He's out of work for about 15 minutes. We hear that Mike McCarthy's going to call plays. He's a really good offensive coach, but at times his play calling in Green Bay left something to be desired, and we see the in-game issues that happen already with the Cowboys. It feels like adding something more to the plate of the head coach might not be the smartest thing. Like, how do you put all that together? What are your thoughts on these decisions that are being made in Dallas?
Well, you know, offensively, team has been erratic, you know, and even though Dak didn't necessarily have the turnovers a year ago that he had this season, and he really went on a bad run and so on, you know, here's what kind of gets lost is sometimes you got to look closer. Last year, you may recall, Matt, 2021, the Cowboys were the highest scoring team in the league. Now, they got 9 touchdowns from their defense and special teams. That's not offensive football, okay? So that number of 530 points was a bit deceptive. You know, they've thrived on takeaways. Let's face it. They've led the league in takeaways 2 years in a row. Let me tell you how hard that is to do. The last team to do that were the 72, 73, and 74 Pittsburgh Steelers. Hmm. So basically about 50 years.
Yeah.
Getting takeaways is tough. So, but they've relied on them. And we have seen them, as good as their defense can be and a big play beat defense can be, give up a big lead against Green Bay, give up a big lead against Jacksonville. And they're not equipped because I think sometimes with the personnel they have, with the two backs, Pollard and Elliott, with the offensive line that's kind of coming together somewhat, C.D. Lamb, Dalton Schultz, they've certainly got weapons, okay? But as far as an offensive identity, it's hard to figure out what they really want to be. And maybe that's the reason they decide to let Kellen Moore go, who, like you said, looks like he's off to greener pastures with a pretty nice, talented young quarterback.
He is Russell Baxter. He's one of my favorite football people to be able to talk to, being very gracious with his time during a busy time of the year. Follow him on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. You can read him all over the place, including he founded Pro Football Guru. ProFootballGuru.com is the website. Russell, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we can do this again in the future.
Absolutely. Nice catching up with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.